This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Next week, you be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Oh, it's all about immigration. Midweek, Donald Trump is going to lay it all out. This is part of the road to those three huge presidential debates. And there was massive reaction to what we think we're going to hear from Donald Trump. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton's camp continues to defend the Clinton Foundation while they're being attacked right and left. And a shocker from Cornell, a student was killed in a fight at that Ivy League college. I'll explain what happened there. Plus, it's about the national anthem and one football player who refuses to stand and put his hand over his heart or pay attention to the anthem. He says it's for a very good reason. I'll let you decide. Remember, you can always be a part of the show, and I'm going to tell you how coming up here in a few minutes. But first, let's talk about Donald Trump. Here's what now is happening as far as immigration is concerned. Kellyanne Conway, his campaign manager, says there will be no amnesty. And there was the announcement that the speech will happen midweek on Hump Day, basically laying out very thick specifics about what Trump would do as president as far as illegals are concerned and the plight of the illegals in this country and also what's happening in other areas. In fact, because he communicates in the world of Twitter, he said, I'll be making a major speech on illegal immigration this week in the great state of Arizona. Big crowds looking for a larger venue because they don't think it's going to be big enough. So thinking about the stadium in Phoenix. Remember, it was last week where Trump was a guest of Sean Hannity's on Fox News that he said he was open to altering his position on illegal immigrants already living in the United States, but he was asked if he would change parts of the law that are there on the books now as far as law-abiding illegal immigrants who have raised a family in the U.S. and who have contributed. And Trump said there could certainly be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people. So now the scope, the proposed changes, all of that is what we're going to hear at some point on Wednesday. They're really kind of ironing out all of those details and trying to figure it out. As I said, it's about camp deflection when it comes to Hillary Clinton. It was all about the foundation and what the foundation is doing and where money went and who were the people that donated to the foundation and should the foundation be shut down. And, ABC News, in fact, found more Clinton Foundation attempts for favors, so that is not good. Everybody and their brother is digging. We're talking like a backhoe of going through people and paperwork and anything that can be found out. So a top Clinton Foundation official pressed the State Department supposedly for large donors to their foundation to get seats at an official lunch with the Chinese president while Hillary Clinton was serving as Secretary of State. These are some of the emails from 2010 that were released. It's part of that whole Freedom of Information lawsuit by the conservative group Citizens United. So now there's another look at the contact between the foundation and the aides while she was, again, Secretary of State. A number of emails show this discussion between Clinton and really her closest buddy and aide, Huma Abedin, and talk about Doug Band trying to get the donors who gave between $500,000 and $25 million to the foundation. They wanted invitations to attend a lunch and to get prominent seating space at that lunch as well. So the top aides to Hillary Clinton worked on the foundation to reward the big donors with access, is what we're being told, and what some of these emails clearly raise some very, very big concerns. Now, on the other side of this, what Clinton's campaign is saying, that this is just political nonsense and this is politically motivated, that Citizens United is a right-wing group that's been attacking the Clintons since the 90s and once again is trying to make something out of nothing. But these latest emails come on the heels of a few days ago, The Hill saying that government watchdog groups, which actually are largely sympathetic to Democratic Party priorities, have really warned of some very serious conflicts of interest if the foundation doesn't take more steps, serious ones, to eliminate any perception that its donors could get undue access to the White House with Clinton as president. So this is not going to go away. And how do the Clinton campaign people volley back? This week will be a very, very big week in that sense, because I think they're having a hard time grabbing onto something other than to say this is pure politics, this is the same thing we see. And of course there's some politicking in it, but you can't deny what the emails say, and the emails are there for all to see. So how can you explain them away? And this in itself is a huge, huge problem. I mean, a huge problem. I mentioned the national anthem, and there's just massive outrage over this, over the fact that Colin Kaepernick, who may or may not, by the way, be the quarterback this year for the San Francisco 49ers, but on Friday he would not stand for a game because he believes the United States oppresses African Americans and other minorities. He sat on the bench while it was being played. The Niners were hosting the Green Bay Packers. It's just an exhibition game, of course. He explained, specifically, this is what he said, he explained it this way: I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football. It would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. The NFL was clear to say that players are encouraged but not required to stand during the playing of the national anthem. I mean, here's the problem I have with the Kaepernick thing, or the question I have is really the better way to put it. If he's very, very concerned and he's questioning this, then what is the solution? What is he offering as the solution? Is he taking some of his money? Is he working with people in terrible situations to try to do what he can to make it better in some of these communities, and painting a broad brush from A to Z is really, really tough? Because you got to remember, there were cops that have been killed, for example, in Dallas, 5 cops who were assassinated, essentially. That's the problem I have with Colin Kaepernick. There are other things that he could do that would send a stronger message and signal to the world if he wanted that to happen. And I say he's not putting his money where his mouth is. What do you think? 855-266-2283. Meet you in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, aneurysm and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, the lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Hard to believe, isn't it, that we have just a couple of days left in August and we're swinging through Labor Day. I cannot believe how fast the summer disappeared. I hope you had a great summer and had a chance to chill somewhere with your posse, your family, whoever, even yourself, where you could just get away from everything. I'll tell you what, when you come back to the real world and you escape, it is frightening. The speed of lightning that we live in, the world that we live in, where it moves so fast, doesn't it? It really does. And all of a sudden on the campaign trail, we have just a couple of months left and we have less than a month before the first presidential debate, which to me, this is the penultimate. This is what we've wanted to see, Trump versus Clinton. I think it's going to be blowout ratings. But more than that, the one-on-one of the two of them, I think is incredibly intriguing and very important how it's handled and how they come out of it. And will it make a difference in the way people vote? What about that all-important independent vote, which I think could really swing a little bit either way? Traditionally Democratic, but not all across the board Democratic, that's for sure. Got a couple of quick reactions to Colin Kaepernick, and one of them includes this from Jack, who listens to us in Austin, Texas. And Jack says, Kate, you're right on about Kaepernick. If he had such a problem, he needed to make a bigger statement. Come up with the solutions, brother, not more criticism. Who are you criticizing? And that is a very, as you called it,
broad brush. So, again, a quick hit. Another quick hit, this one from Red. Delaney, where you been? I got to tell you that I am 100% on board with what you said about Kaepernick. There is no question the national anthem is not really the right forum. What are the things that you can't mess with? And we know one of them is the flag, especially in this situation. It really actually makes no sense because it's not going to do anything to solve some of the community problems that we have going on in this country. And it's not fair to the police, and it's not fair to the black community who feels that they are subjugated to prejudice when it comes to their relationship with some of the police officers across the country. So, yeah, again, the Kaepernick thing, he says he's not going to change his stance. He's going to keep doing what he's doing. So here's the thing. Chip Kelly, and this is just a sidebar deal, Chip Kelly, the coach of the 49ers, insists that this controversy, which really is just exploding now a little bit more, this has happened over the past couple of days, a handful of days. So it's going to get bigger. It's growing bigger. There's more people reacting, people who don't care about football but now are hearing the story, people who know football hearing the story, and pretty much everyone in between. So this is just the beginning point. I think it's going to inflate a little bit more before it eventually shrinks. And if every game, if he becomes the quarterback, if he's the quarterback again of the 49ers, and it's not Blaine Gabbert because he's competing for that job, then when this happens on a larger scale, it's going to be magnified. It's going to become even bigger and maybe make it really impossible. So if Chip Kelly's saying it doesn't come into play, I don't know that I completely believe that, especially since I think he's leaning toward Blaine Gabbert anyway. This is just another reason to throw into the hopper. I just really think it is. So he didn't do himself any favors if that's the case. Absolutely. Didn't do himself any favors. All right, I mentioned this story about the student that was killed in the fight at Cornell, and a couple of you have already jumped in on this to say what's going on, what happened there. And of course, you know, when we talk about college campuses, what we'd be surprised to know and what we don't know, and you just got to think about it, where we're talking about. Like I said, Cornell is one of those universities where, look, it's like any college campus. I mean, it might be an Ivy League school, but it's like any college campus. And certainly we know that there is always the possibility that somebody can jump on somebody any day of the week for whatever they want to jump on them for. And there's either going to be a reaction from the administration or there's not going to be a reaction. And it looks like they are reacting to this student and this stabbing. Because, listen, it was a fatal stabbing. And this was what they called a large fight at Cornell. So what does that mean? I was reading bits and pieces of the police report, actually, that came out. And it made me think initially when I first looked at it before knowing any details, oh, my gosh, is this some kind of a frat thing that just went awry? But one student was killed. Another was injured. This was on Cornell University campus. It happened Sunday. The cops were called in, the campus cops were called in to an intersection of this housing area where you had an engineering building and you had this other engineering chemical building. And this happened at 2:00 in the morning. There were two men that had been stabbed. The fight broke out after a student event at Cornell. There were several hundred college student age, anyway, students that were at the event. It was just a short walk. You know, the students were at the student union, a short walk from the site of the stabbings. And then all of a sudden, this pushing and shoving and altercation happened. There were movie screenings, but there were no events before 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So, okay, so those are just a couple of the quick facts. First responders treated the victims. The cops recovered the weapons, and they're still trying to find out the specifics of what happened. So one victim went to the hospital, serious injuries. The other was flown to Upstate Medical Center to be treated for stab wounds. The Ithaca College president confirmed both victims were actually students at the school, which is a couple of miles south of Cornell. He also confirmed that one of the students died at the medical center. And the dead student was Anthony Nazari, 19 years old, from Brooklyn, was a sophomore, graduated from Brooklyn Theater Arts, and people are saying great things about him. The injured student, they have not released that person's name. There were a lot of people on foot. There were a lot of people in the car in the area. So they're trying to find out if anyone captured it on cell phone. You know, so many people take cell phone videos. And there is a campus-wide gathering on Monday afternoon, because they say there's nothing more important than the safety of the community. I mean, of course, it's incredibly disturbing, because you want to know what catapulted this fight. Where did the stabbings start? How did this all come about? To reassure the students, both from Ithaca and from Cornell, that this isn't something bigger. That this isn't something that's a fuse that's waiting to be lit, so to speak. And it doesn't look like that, but there's still so much more digging to be done to figure that out. So once they figure that out, then we'll have a better sense of if they do figure it out. And I think they will, but it's going to take time, because there are witnesses who aren't willing to talk about what they saw. Did anyone have a video? I think is a very valid question, and smart right from the outset to just go in that direction, because chances are perhaps somebody might have been shooting it, might have seen what was going on. They might have a little bit of tape that helps explain away what happened. All right, when we come back, a little odds and ends. A 737 engine exploded in flight. Never a good thing, right? Also, a television icon, a newsman, set to retire. Who is it? Curious? Find out the answer on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Into it, I mentioned that there was an emergency landing with a flight. It's interesting because, you know, Southwest Airlines just had that problem that unfortunately I was a huge victim of in July, where they had the computer crash. And I've told the story where I had to drive 19 hours, almost 20 hours straight to Arizona for an event and then had to turn around and drive back. But Southwest Airlines, this had nothing to do with computers or cancellation of flights in that sense. But a Southwest Airlines flight from New Orleans to Orlando had to make an emergency landing when one of the engines failed. A woman who was on the plane with her husband and three kids afterwards said that the engine was right outside of her window. She said there was just this big explosion. There was smoke and then nothing. She said she saw parts flapping in the wind. How frightening would that be? You're with your kids on the plane. So here's the thing. The plane started shaking and breathing masks were deployed as the plane started to descend. Some people started screaming. Some people were crying. There were about 100 passengers and 5 crew members, and none of them were hurt. Nobody was hurt, thank goodness. It had to be the flight had to be diverted to Pensacola. The crew declared an emergency, and they say it was a mechanical issue. And the passengers did use the oxygen masks with the on that plane. They say once the plane seemed to kind of stabilize, one of the pilots came into the cabin and told the passengers the engine was lost. Oh. So the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board, they swoop in. and they're looking at what happened. It's a Boeing 737, of course, a 737, we know this, has two turbofan engines, one on each wing. You see them when you're getting on the plane. You sit on one side, you sit on the other side, you see it. And I'll tell you, it was really strange. There was damage to the left side of the plane just above the wing, and you look at that damage. Ooh, boy, that would shake me up if I were a passenger on the plane. But the great news is the pilots land the plane. It's fine. People are okay. They're shook up, but they're okay. And that's the good news. When you say the plane's shaking, oxygen masks are dropping, and you lose an engine and it sounds like an explosion, right there, there were certainly people that thought that plane was going down. Thank goodness that did not happen. I mean, thank goodness it went down for an emergency landing, but that was all. Whew. Raise your hand if you fly. I have my special glasses where I can see across the United States, and I'm going to say, yeah, there are a lot of people that are jumping on planes, and, you know, we know this. You can get hit and killed crossing the street in your neighborhood probably more than being killed in some sort of a plane accident. But when you're with all those people, the randomness of it and and just how frightening it would be, that's a whole different experience. You know, absolutely no question about it. And I have to say, because of what I do for a living, and because of what many of you probably do for a living, how convenient is it for you, speaking of getting on flights, to have a laptop and throw it in your bag, to take your business world and your personal life in a laptop and drag it anywhere with you? Imagine if there were no laptops. I can't even imagine it, because I really almost work exclusively on laptops. Hundreds of millions sell every single year. I mean, really, can you walk into a coffee shop of any kind, certainly not a college lecture hall, any kind of workplace, and not see a laptop? But if you think about it, the keyboard, the screen, had to be a radical idea in the 80s. I watch a show about the wild, wild west of the internet back in the early days of programming, all of that. And it's called Halt and Catch Fire. And it really made me think of this today. But in 1982, a British engineer, a guy named, this is a great nugget, John Ellenby, made waves when his company, Grid Systems, released the Compass. It was a clamshell-like computer. Ellenby just died at the age of 75 on August 17th, according to his son. But Compass's appearance now would make people just laugh. It'd be in a museum somewhere because it's heavy enough to be like a dumbbell. It had a fold-out leg that propped up the back of it and helped prevent it from overheating. And it resembled kind of a blurry postage stamp. You know how much this compass was? I guarantee no one will get it, so we're not even going to play the game. $8,154. Today's money, you know how much that would be? $20,324. So, of course, it was too expensive for the average person. And Ellenby obviously was ahead of his time. Desktop computers were only just starting to appear. I mean, think about it. Steve Jobs didn't first unveil Apple's Macintosh until 2 years after the Compass first arrived. And it wasn't until May of 2005 that laptops actually surpassed desktop computers in sales. But I think it's amazing what he researched, what he put together. And he lived just long enough to really see the success of what he was trying to trying to do, which is Pokemon Go, because that augmented reality was what he was interested in. So all of his instincts were really on target, every single one of them. Well, I shouldn't say every single one of them, but most of them were on target because of what he did to innovate, what he did to revolutionize how people thought about computers. Huge. And imagine, as I said, how many entrepreneurs, how many students, how many everyday peeps would be lost without some form of their laptop computer. How many people would just be in a, you know, curled up in a ball somewhere because they didn't have a way to communicate? And now more than ever, this is the way we communicate. I mean, are you kidding? It's not a new reality. It's what it is. Some of you might be listening to me right now and you might be drinking a cup of coffee. Does it leave you craving? This is one thing that I saw in a report that was just released. Does it leave you craving more? And they say that it's all about your genes, that people with a newly identified genetic variant in their DNA called ready for this number, PDSS2, might be inclined to actually drink fewer cups of coffee than others. This is the journal Scientific that's reporting this. So coffee consumption and your genes. Even espressos, they had a lane for espressos. And then trying to figure out the different levels of drinking coffee. There's a lot of them. What's considered minor? And what's considered major? I would say this. If it has to do with your family, if we're talking about those kinds of genetics, which we are, in a sense, our preferences, does it reveal anything? I like coffee, and in my family, my mother hardly ever drank it once in a while. And really later in her life, when I would come and visit, she liked that idea. And I would go to Wawa and get two cups of coffee, and it was great because we would sit and talk forever, it seemed. But people generally tend to self-regulate how much coffee they consume based on a balance of how caffeine in that beverage has positive benefits like mood enhancing and negative outcomes like jitters, anxiety. A lot of people, if they have too much coffee, you can tell they're just a jittering mess. So our food and the genetics of that all come into play, and so does coffee drink. Drinking coffee, what your habits are with coffee becomes part of that too. The DNA, the frequency of people's coffee drinking behavior. And there's variations in this. Isn't it interesting? Because this is another variant that we didn't have before. You know, this whole genome deal that we have going on, which I think is fantastic and probably help a lot of people with some serious diseases in the very, very near future. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to fill in the blanks. Oh, there's a lot of blanks to fill in. We're going to try Kate Delaney America tonight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We have some breaking news. Police are searching the Los Angeles International Airport following some unconfirmed reports of a shooting. So you heard the key phrase, unconfirmed reports. Remember, we had in New York that there was reports of gunfire, and then it turned out to be people cheering for the Olympics. I'm not saying this is the case here, but they don't, you know, they've got nothing other than these reports of it. So they're crawling around LAX right now trying to see what they can find out. And if you look at the time that we're on, Pacific time, this would be a key time of night where some of those final planes are coming in. That's for sure. To re-rack a little bit on the politics that we talked about at the top of the show, Hillary Clinton under massive fire, or her people anyway, trying to deflect the Clinton Foundation, and did they do favors for people who gave serious cash to that foundation, who wanted to be at a lunch with the Chinese president. That's a specific. And then there's Donald Trump saying he's going to get specific on Wednesday about his immigration policy. One of the preludes to it, something that was revealed by Kellyanne Conway, who is his campaign manager, is the fact that Trump is not going for the amnesty deal, so he's not going to talk about amnesty. But apparently, he's doing it in Arizona. There's massive interest. They're looking for a very big venue to do it because they don't believe the one that they were originally looking at is big enough. So they're calling it major, major, major speech and a lot of interest in this speech. What's happening to the people in this country who are illegal? He was going to address it last week in Colorado, but instead postponed. Remember, they, it was just a couple of weeks ago where they had the big campaign personnel shakeup, and I said this at the time, but Kellyanne Conway is a major player and has helped many, many people get elected. She knows what she's doing, and so this was re-racked not to do this. That it didn't make any sense to do this in Colorado. Instead, it was going to be done in Arizona. They're going to focus on immigration, and I guess clarify, move on to some other pieces of what is going to be Donald Trump's serious, serious platform, they say. One of the things that Rince Priebus, who is the RNC chair, told Chuck Todd, if you were part of, listen to any of the Sunday Swirl, which is the talking heads on the tube, on Meet the Press, he said, you're going to find out from Donald Trump very shortly. He's going to be giving prepared remarks on the issue very, very soon. So they're trying to eliminate, I think, the second guessing. Here's the policy. Here's what he thinks. Boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Not to embrace a lot of criticism, even though there would be criticism, but not to have to constantly re-rack and re-explain and change and tweak. I think this is it. Here's our deal, and that's all. I mean, this is it. That's what I think they're going to, this is pretty much what I think they're going to say. In the meantime, because you know how we love polls here on this show, Hillary Clinton currently leads Donald Trump by 6 percentage points in the Quinnipiac poll. So there are some that are saying there are red flags in the Trump campaign. Now, what does that mean, there are red flags in the Trump campaign? Why is this university poll coming up the way it is? They're saying that Clinton's numbers have gradually been going up. There's been a lot of missteps by Trump that have helped her, but she's moving, you know, she keeps moving up in the polls. That that's not cooling off, that that continues to move in that direction. I mean, they had the campaign shakeup, but I'll say it again. Kellyanne Conway does not suffer fools and has had massive success with candidates and campaigns in the past. So if you were going to try to grab after somebody out there that's blown in the wind, and she's not really blowing in the wind, but somebody that you can, that you could nail down, that would be the person, one of the people to nail down. And already she's having an impact on that campaign. I mean, clearly you can see that. There's a chance to take a breath, re-rack, think about it. Think about the shift. And where they're headed and why, where people are going to be paying attention or what they're not going to be paying attention to. Figuring out what people want a little bit deeper. Just a little bit deeper. All right, I have to mention this because since it's the tail end of the show and I had so many people send me notices as to what, you know, I was watching, what I'm paying attention to, because I started to do that, my own poll, getting away from politics for a second as to, well, what is the thing that turns you on the most about if you're addicted to binge watching. And because I'm not, I don't really necessarily watch a lot of tube, it has to be more bingey. The one show that I really, really like is this show called Narcos. And it centers around drug kingpin Pablo Escobar, who died, you know, relatively early, but lived a brutal life. And they had one season that was massively successful. And apparently now they've got another season. Somehow they have another season that they're going to unload. And they say it's going to be just as big. And that premieres September 2nd on Netflix. So if you're asking me what I'm watching, one of the shows that I would watch, that I would put on my list, would be Narcos. Just because it's so well done and it's binge-worthy. It's what I call binge-worthy. So bravo to Netflix for creating that and executing it perfectly. I mean, to a T. To a T. Got an email from Joe who said, you know, a lot of times you'll talk about things that have happened to people and you go through a section where you do birthdays and whatnot. But what about the people who have passed on? Mr. Fuji died at the age of 82, and he asked me, do you know who Mr. Fuji is? And, of course, Fuji is a WWE legend. I mean, just a legend, a Hall of Famer. But lived to 82. So I'm going to say that's pretty good living because he got that Hall of Fame status. And if you go back and you look at some of the really cool footage from WWE, he would be part of it. I mean, he had this tactic of throwing salt in the opponent's eyes. He was part of teams that won the WWE World Tag Team Championships 5 times. He was a Honolulu native. He spent time in other promotions before ending his career as a full-time ring performer in the mid-80s. But you see his name pop up, and you look at that old footage, and it's just really, he was iconic in the wrestling world. And that's how he got in the Hall of Fame. But that trademark salt toss, that was such a huge part of his arsenal. You throwing salt in my face? I just, you know, the silliness of it. But it really worked for his so-called character. And if you knew anything about wrestling, you certainly know his name. So adios to a legend in the ring. Hey, thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.